Standing on the ledge, practical traction after a hard hit. This is the Field Manual Expansion Series, Episode 2 of 20, No Big Decisions While the Alarm is Still Ringing. Written by Lou Sulian. This episode uses an AI-generated voice to narrate the author's words. Reader's Moment. There is a dangerous moment after a hard hit when the mind begins offering dramatic solutions. Quit everything. Send the message. Burn the bridge. Make the threat. Sell the thing. Move out. Move in. Post the whole story. Give up. The body is flooded, the mind is racing, and the need for relief starts pretending to be wisdom. That is why this rule exists. No big decisions while the alarm is still ringing. Relief is not the same as clarity. When pressure spikes, the first thing most people want is not actually a solution. They want the feeling to stop. That is human. There is no shame in it. But relief-driven decisions can be expensive. They can cost money, relationships, credibility, legal position, sleep, safety, and future options. In the moment, they feel like taking control. Later, they may reveal themselves as panic wearing the costume of certainty. This is especially true when the decision has one of these qualities. It cannot easily be reversed. It affects housing, income, custody, legal process, or employment. It is being made after little sleep. It is being made to punish someone. It is being made to prove something. It is being made because you cannot tolerate waiting. It depends on assuming what another person will do next. Those are not automatic reasons to avoid the decision forever. They are reasons to slow the decision down. The alarm distorts the room. A smoke alarm is useful when there is smoke. It is not useful for choosing paint colors. The same is true under emotional alarm. Alarm tells you something matters. It does not always tell you what to do. Under alarm, the mind narrows. It sorts the world into threat and escape. It exaggerates urgency. It treats uncertainty as danger. It makes every unanswered question feel like an emergency. It often reaches for total solutions because partial steps feel too small. But partial steps are often exactly what keeps you from making the damage larger. The field question is not, what decision would make this feeling stop? The field question is, what decision can safely wait until I am more stable? Delay is not avoidance. This is where people get tangled. They here do not decide yet as weakness, cowardice, procrastination, or denial. That is not what this rule means. A deliberate pause is an action. It is a boundary against panic. It is a way of saying, this matters too much to hand it to the worst hour of my week. There is a difference between avoiding a decision and scheduling a decision. Avoidance says, I will not look at this. A stabilizing pause says, I will look at this after I have slept, eaten, gathered facts, and identified the real consequences. Avoidance hides. A pause prepares. The 24-hour decision buffer. When a big decision appears in the middle of a storm, use a buffer. Write the decision down in one sentence. Then write what would happen if you waited 24 hours. Then write what harm would come from waiting. Then write what harm could come from acting immediately. This creates a small space between stimulus and action. That space matters. It may be the difference between a clean boundary and a scorched earth reaction. Some decisions cannot wait. Immediate danger, legal deadlines, urgent safety issues, and real medical or financial cutoffs may require fast action. But many decisions only feel immediate because the alarm is loud. Do not let volume become the same thing as priority. The decision triage questions. Before making a major move under pressure, ask, am I fed, hydrated, and rested enough to think? What facts do I actually have? What am I assuming? What deadline is real? What deadline is emotional? Who benefits if I react quickly? What option disappears if I wait? What option disappears if I act now? What is the smallest safe step? What would I advise a friend to do if they were in this state? That last question is not magic, but it helps. We are often more merciful and more practical with other people than we are with ourselves. A clean holding sentence. Sometimes you need language that buys time without creating more conflict. Try something simple. I have received this. I am going to review it before I respond. Or, I am not in a position to make that decision today. I will come back to it after I have had time to assess the details. Or, this matters and I do not want to answer it reactively. I will respond when I can do so clearly. These are not evasions. They are stabilizing boundaries. The deeper discipline. No big decisions while the alarm is still ringing is not a rule against courage. Sometimes courage looks like acting. Sometimes it looks like waiting until action is clean. The point is not to become passive. The point is to stop confusing adrenaline with instruction. The point is to protect your future self from the version of you who is exhausted, cornered, furious, shamed, and desperate for relief. That version of you deserves care. That version of you should be heard. But that version of you should not be handed the keys to every irreversible decision. The field rule. When the alarm rings, stabilize. When the facts are scattered, collect them. When the body is flooded, slow the response. When the decision is large, give it a container. Not every pause is fear. Sometimes the pause is the first act of rebuilding agency. That was episode 2 of the Field Manual Expansion Series. Next time, night numbers, money triage without shame. Standing on the ledge offers education and reflection, not medical, legal, financial, or mental health advice. Seek qualified support when the situation requires it. Written by Lou Sulian. Godspeed, Ledge Walkers.